I'm Amanda, the wife.
And I'm Jams, the ex-wife.
And I'm Brayden, just the future.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Denny Browens. I'm the only man dumb enough to get his wife and ex-wife in a studio to do a podcast. And here it is, my wife, my ex-wife, and me.
That peace and happiness might be found there. You give me hope. And now... now we have to say goodbye.
Ouch! If there's any bitches in this room, and there's something I gotta say, say, for all the fools who fell for the first girl who comes their way, way. I've been down that road and now I'm back, sitting on square one, one, trying to pick myself up where I started from.
My wife, my ex-wife, and me starts now.
Starts right now. Welcome to this week's edition of My Wife, My Ex-Wife.
That was you.
It's always me. I'm the producer. What are you doing already on the podcast?
Doodling.
Back in black. I hit the sack.
I don't know the rest of it. I'm back. Sorry, I was gone.
I'm glad to
that
be back.
That was a strange interjection.
Caleb. Yeah. Or Caleb. Ha. Huh. Denny is pissed that...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You might pull that microphone a little closer for those types of mistakes.
That's a hell of a mistake to have.
Yeah.
Just add it to the pile.
Ooh!
Damn. Ooh! Coming in hot, Amanda.
Early. Early hot.
All right. All right. All right. You know what? I'm going to take it back. I'm just going to go back to doodling.
You're just going
to
get back to doodling and yeah. doing what you do Sorry. Best, which
what
is
that
long-ass
word?
Snowmageddon. We good over there, baby?
Oh, Snowmageddon. Damn it. I fucked it. No, I didn't.
All right.
I forgot the G.
You forgot which G?
In the Snowmageddon.
One more time.
Did you type Snowmageddon somewhere?
No, she's writing it.
She's doodling.
Oh, that's her doodle.
You're doodling. I got it. Boy, what a.
Yeah, what a horrible. I don't think that's right.
Should what a great two D's? Way to get started on the podcast. We're talking about the word Snowmageddon. Jams is misspelling it. This is just a banner takeoff for the show this week. Mm-hmm. But good news, Brayden has made it back into the building. The long national nightmare has come to an end. Brayden, what do it's you have over. To say for yourself?
I'm back. Wish I could send a fax, but I can't. This is my MJ moment.
Who are you sending a fax
Excuse
to?
Me?
The Chicago Bulls?
I guess it would be you. You're the Bulls in that.
Am I Jerry Reinsdorf in this?
No. I wouldn't do that to you. Those people hate him. Those people, just one chubby guy got ruined by six.
Yeah, he wasn't doing anything to make himself.
Six of the most athletic black dudes in the whole wide world just
one of them
dismantled him.
Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That fat little bear, whatever. They called him fat on Netflix.
Oh, right to his face, too. They didn't care. Those were the days. You can't get away with that shit today. You should.
No.
You should, but you can't.
Ooh, I don't know. Jared Mayo's first year, there's New England is chanting, fire Mayo, clap, 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 clap,
Well, that's probably because they want...
Belichick.
They want Vrabel.
Well, he's going to the Jets, it looks like.
Oh, I don't know. Rex Ryan's
This
interview.
Podcast is riveting.
Yeah, I completely tuned him out. So probably the people on YouTube that were trying to ask questions and I couldn't cut in to answer.
We should
them.
Have it. They can have a segment. So
hi, Rochelle.
It's called Sport
what
Talk.
What is this?
This is a podcast.
We talk.
Tyler, this is a podcast that I do with my wife, my ex-wife, and my son, Brayden, who's sitting over there.
Look at you trying to sell it.
What we're doing right now is introductions. We do this every single week, so this
and people
is what
get
it sounds
super
like.
Mad about it. So join the masses.
and everybody likes to piss with their microphones and make noise.
Is that I can't hear anything?
You can't hear anything at all.
I'm also quite low.
Don't change stuff.
I'm quite low.
But I know what the problem is.
Well, let's talk to my ex-wife, Jam, shall we?
There she is.
To my left, it's my ex-wife, Jams. You
ruined it. We did have a happy New Year, Nathan.
You stupid bitch. Yeah, we're gonna
now
talk.
I'm in trouble. Are you
You're
not going to sing
just
now?
A lying little bitch who ruins things and wants the world to burn.
Burn, the truth.
Bitch. You're a stupid bitch.
That's you. and lose some weight. Say hello, Jams.
Oh, shit. I forget that we're on that thing. I have got to chill.
You can't. You're too busy being mean to me.
I know.
On what thing?
We're on the network.
We're on that network.
Did you hear the last podcast? I think you said the F word every...
I know.
Five times every minute.
That last podcast was one of my favorites of all time.
I cannot believe I missed it.
Listen. It was one of my favorites of all time.
Sorry.
And if you were watching the snippets that I made, it was gold.
I was just talking to them too about being wine drunk. And I was like, you two, wine drunk? That's a problem. Turns out. It was.
Oh, they were, especially this one.
It was her saying the most outlandish things, and then I've never heard Amanda laugh the way she did.
You just laughed. It was from your gut. There's nothing wrong. It was like an actual laugh. It was all real.
You should have had our pizza that we made too. It was kick ass.
You guys could have eaten a dog turd. It would have been kick ass that night. Jamie would have tasted it.
Listen.
Okay. Everyone quiet.
Nathan Wilson said.
Just curious, but why are the exes in the podcast together?
Because it's
we're
funny.
A goddamn unit.
Well, Tyler, there's only Tyler. There's.
I think
Tyler
unit makes it sound a little
I
weird.
I need everybody to shut up for 5 seconds.
All right.
Nathan said the last one was amazing. Jams killed it. Thank you, Nathan.
Nathan, I respect what
that
you say.
That is dad's
all
for advocate.
Dad's advocates. Do you want to say it right?
Dad's advocates.
We've got his button right here.
We got those
hanging.
Shirts.
It's been here forever.
I know one Nathan. I know who that is.
Well, you know two. You have a cousin named Nathan, too.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Now you feel bad. Maybe if you came to family Christmas, you would know.
Another
We're not fired. Both exes. I'm one ex. She's the new wife.
Jams is my third ex-wife.
She's not
Tyler.
Really new.
I've been here for a hot bitch. Minute.
She's the bitch that took my spot.
On that note.
And then switched everything around in the house like it was okay.
Painted the goddamn walls all willy-nilly.
I will tell you, this house survived 3 administrations.
Yes, it did.
We can see the colors. Not just moving. Remove one piece of furniture.
You move the fireplace. You can see all 3 of them back there.
Exactly. And I've never seen that until when the house was renovating. I was like, I know all of these colors, and I know who put them there.
I've lived here with all of these women.
So, Tyler, to answer your question, by the way, if you're listening to us on regular podcast on Apple or Spotify or whatever, you're not seeing everything that's happening. You can head on over to youtube.com/TGCSOD and you can see us there. Right now, Tyler is asking, why are the exes in the podcast together? Well, we're just trying to show that adults can get together, have a good time, and
put aside
everything else, all the nonsense that goes along with divorce. Yeah, I married a stone cold bitch and hated her and all of that. And
Tracy wasn't very nice, was she?
Hey, across from me and in between stepmom number 2 and stepmom number 3, it's young Brayden.
Hey, peckerhead.
Maybe welcome back.
Try a bit harder.
Cause you've got shit for brains.
I bet in this life that you won't get much smarter. Cause you've got shit for brains.
Say hello, Brayden.
Hello.
Tyler, I applaud your 6 years. I made it 10 on my second wife.
What was the first wife? Tell me the time.
5 years with the first wife.
Ten
with the second.
Okay, it's 15.
5 with the third.
20.
And we've been married. We're coming up on our 3rd year anniversary this year.
So you got 23 years altogether in marriage.
Yeah, I've been married 23 years.
Right? 21.
Nope, it's 23, I think.
They all get younger.
They do.
Also, Tyler, just to point out, not everybody agrees with this. Not everybody agrees with the dynamic.
No.
I know of one in particular that mentioned it not 3 days ago. It'd be Brianna.
Oh, she mentioned it?
Oh, goddamn.
The podcast?
Goddamn. No, just your guys' unit and how you guys operate.
What doesn't she like about it?
And what,
all
being
I
happy?
Said was, if your boyfriend's going to be around my kids, could I have his number?
I am living my life.
And she said, whatever Denny, Jamie, and Amanda have, we're not having. But it was also in a text. I wish it could fit. It was in a message about
good time, intelligence.
Yeah.
The message was about this.
We get to see our kids any time you want.
Well, here's the crazy thing. So do I. It's just the fact that
the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you though, Braden. Sorry.
No. It was that's a lot. That's a worm.
Although she did try and share. She did try and, I mean, share things between you, her last fiance, and herself.
Well, no, she accused of sharing. She's always
trying to share herself.
She accused of sharing. There were no sharing from me. I have nothing to share.
You are a share. So speaking of share, where have you been? We've all missed you. People are checking on you. Because we sent out search parties.
Because he's been gone for so long. Can we play his other intro song?
I think we should.
You want his alternate?
The Queen Has Spoken. Yeah.
The alternate song?
Yeah.
Dumb motherfucker.
I don't know if I have that.
Probably gonna hit every note too. She's gonna harmonize. Do you
want me to just sing it by itself?
If you can.
Acapella.
Acapella. My stepson came back.
You don't have that?
But I've been busy because the Saturday that the last podcast happened was my day to clean out my garage. Prior to the podcast, I could not see the floor in my garage.
How about now?
You can see it.
You can see the floor in the garage.
I figured out what's wrong with the garage door.
I didn't know something was wrong with your garage door.
It won't open or close. And the douchebags from CRM Properties.
No free ads.
Yeah, no, they're horrible. They threw up 3 bathrooms in my house and put in a garage door and just called it a day. That was it. It's like they were closing their eyes and just drilling shit.
But it's weird. It's like you bought it.
CRM Properties.
That's who he bought it from.
Place. Renovations.
Now they're doing renovations.
Without like that. doing an inspection.
Yeah.
That's probably more on the buyer.
So you're enjoying new home ownership again.
My living room is so cool. My bedroom, so cool. All boys' rooms and Ella's room, so cool. It is. I'm very happy. I had such a good day today.
That's good. I enjoy good days.
Now you came here so I can ruin it.
I'd love it if no one ruined it because James is already upset. Congratulations, you had a good day. I don't even know what one of those are. What's a good day?
I had a fucking fantastic day yesterday. So,
see, now this just makes my fingers itch.
Good enough for government work, exactly.
Tyler, you are correct.
Have we thrown you?
Tyler, I'm sorry. If you got the next hour and 15 minutes, hang out. It's going to get weird.
Tyler. You just don't know what you're going to get with us. Hey, let's introduce my wife. We'll come back to Braden. Here is my last. Can we say my last wife?
You better. Because if you don't, you get taken for everything.
I will be your last wife.
On that note.
I can promise that. And I got bad anxiety. People call me rude because I ain't letting them try me. Saying I'm a hoe because I'm in love with my body. Issues, but nobody I can talk to about it. They keep saying I should get help. But I don't even know what I need. They keep saying speak your truth. And at the same time say they don't believe. Man, excuse me while I get into my feelings for a second. Usually I keep it DM, but today I gotta tell it. Not that anybody gives a fuck anyway, but everybody talking shit probably sucks anyway. Yeah, I don't even know how I feel. I don't even know how I deal. Today I really hate everybody. And that's just me being real. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, bad bitches have bad days too. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bounce back, high bad bitch always do. All I really wanna hear is it'll be okay. Bounce back cause a bad bitch can have bad days.
A bad bitch can have bad days. How's it going, beautiful?
It's going wonderful.
Yeah.
Did a bad bitch have a bad day today?
No, it was a good day.
Tell him why, honey.
Because we lounged.
Oh, tell him the other reasons why.
And the children were busy, except they would come in and be adorable and cute, and then they would leave. It was perfect.
Aww.
Get back to the nice stuff.
Was that it?
If you two were to break up, how would you kill him?
Oh, I can't tell anybody now.
Yeah. If she tells me,
give me your top three, and that way no one will know really which one you're going to use.
Because then she'll have
Would you be a part of the
100%.
Killing?
Oh, not the killing. She's far too squeamish. She can't look at a spider that's a mile away.
It doesn't matter.
It's not going to be messy. I don't want to have to clean up a mess.
No.
It would be like a
cherry pit.
Grandma Vicky, she would poison you immediately.
No, because poisons show up on talk screens.
Not if you use a cherry pit.
Cyanide.
Those are poisonous?
Those are poisonous.
Cherry pits are poisonous.
So when you swallow one, you could die?
No, those are pitted. We are live, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. We're alive, but you can also dissolve them in like a drink, not the ones that are pitted, but the ones that still have it inside it can dissolve it in a drink or something like that. And it mimics the effects of a heart attack. That's what it comes up on as a tox screen.
I guess AMS doesn't make you, if it doesn't get you, doesn't fill you up anymore, huh?
Your, they your do that drink. On Ozark.
Do you have a Walla?
And breaking news has just come across the desk in the Every Joke Has a Little Truth studio. Take it away, Denny.
Thank you, Tabby. It has come across this correspondent's desk that Amanda has evidently killed someone.
There's a recall on cherries in Howard County.
Not yet.
Would you do it while I was asleep?
No.
You gotta drink it first.
Yeah, you gotta consume it. I'm not gonna inject you. That would leave cause as well.
Here's the good news, though. If she ever did poison you, I think she would sleep outside that night.
And cry?
Yeah. No, she wouldn't.
I think she would.
Jam. No, I'd be too busy. I'd be too busy driving to several different county farms.
You're chopping me up on top of it.
You said you didn't want a mess. That's the messiest.
I wouldn't do it at the house.
Where would you do
it? But if I tried to get rid of the body, you know, pigs eat people, but it would take a few days. So I need small pieces to be gone in a day.
What are you cutting off first?
Penis.
Wiener. That's gone first. You've seen the Hostel, the original.
All right. Hey, so what? Any news broken over the last few days about what's coming up? Have you guys heard anything?
I've heard some stuff.
What have you heard, Braden?
Thanks, that was...
Welcome back.
Just some stuff.
Yeah, some shit's been going down.
Hey,
I'm talking about the huge
snowstorm.
The last thing I heard from it
is 6 to 10 inches on Monday. You just told me it's dwindled down to 1 to 3.
No, it's supposed to be Sunday night, I thought.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow.
Now, if you look, it is hitting Kansas right now, and it is kicking their ass.
Okay,
I want nothing more than to be snowed all the way in.
What time is it supposed to start? Because I got 2 appointments tomorrow.
Sunday night.
Tomorrow night. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so
get home.
This is we live in Indiana. So for those of you listening, you know, someplace else, you could be told, hey, you're going to get a foot of snow and literally get none in Indiana.
That's what happened in Hawaii.
Most of the time, like, they will get all excited. They'll call
Hawaii?
No, just
weather. That's what I was like
nonsense weather reports, but in Hawaii, it was rain. Like,
okay.
We were told by everyone that a hurricane is coming. We had those big hangar doors. We had to ratchet strap them shut.
Well, hurricane's a little different.
Quiet down.
Okay.
We had to ratchet strap them shut, and we had to stack up 3 sandbags in front of all the hangar doors so no water damage came in. It didn't even rain.
Wow. I'd be so mad.
Yeah,
I did all of this. Now I get to undo it.
That would be frustrating. That would be super frustrating.
How about trying to go to the grocery store when the weatherman says we're getting 6 to 8 inches of snow, and you're like, I haven't gone to the grocery store in 2 weeks.
I have a question.
Trying to live.
What is your question?
Milk does not last that long.
They say it's French toast.
Nope.
That's what everybody's making.
Bread
is stuff that you can eat. I Googled it. It's stuff that you can eat that does not require electricity to cook.
Isn't that just called non-perishables?
Well, I
beg to differ.
I think what I'm
saying
is they
always
say
milk will go bad if it's not refrigerated, if you have no
power. You can put it outside.
Right. It's real cold outside.
Good point. That's a good point.
Jams right now is like, fuck. Didn't think about that.
It is going to be cold outside.
You would need
cold.
A stove.
People
for
buy,
eggs.
Oh, no, it's milk and bread usually. People often buy milk and bread before a storm because they are considered staple foods that can be easily consumed without needing cooked or refrigerated.
What was that word?
Refrigerated.
Refrigerated.
I just.
Does that have 6 syllables?
Refrigerated.
Say it again.
Why?
I want to hear
it. Refrigerated. I don't understand the problem.
You must not.
Refrigerate it.
Right?
Because I can't fucking hear myself. It's waking me out.
I don't know why you can't hear. Oh, that's why you can't hear yourself. Now you can hear yourself.
Now say refrigerated.
Yeah. Now let's try.
Let's turn that down. That is so loud.
Let's hear refrigerated.
Refrigerated.
Oh, it changed completely. Different person said
she's
that.
Trying to make sure she said
no, because
it.
I couldn't hear myself, so it sounded,
okay.
It felt right.
Okay. No way.
Not a chance.
That being able to hear it changed.
Refrigerated.
Shut your headphones off.
Refrigerated.
Because I can't hear myself talk through my headphones.
Refrigerated.
No, you're not.
No, you can hear yourself, you fuck.
Inside my head, you whore. Golly.
No, but she
it's the little voice in my head that sounds a lot like this one, but I can hear it.
No,
that voice says different things than what comes out of my mouth.
That's just for you. That's just an AMC.
That one was funny. That was funny.
Refrigerated.
You're getting it now. I'm not buying the. I couldn't hear it.
I understand. He just did this and it sounds.
No,
the same.
Look. Watch these two fingers.
He plugged his ears. That's not the same as having noise.
It's the same. I didn't know you plugged your ears.
You want to call me?
I thought you did this.
No, I can hear better. Golly, you're dumb.
No, but even that's not the same as noise canceling.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. What do you want me to do?
Shut his headphones off like he did mine. You just get to fucking talk and not hear.
Everyone ready?
Let's do it.
Refrigerated.
No, talk.
You have to listen.
Now I'm talking.
My problem is that I've been talking to you guys like that
Tyler
for fucking 20 minutes now.
Is there...
if
20 minutes, I've just been talking with no sound.
If you can't hear what you're saying, are you unable to pronounce it? If it's a word that you already knew, it's
you
not
have to
like
make
we're
sure
supercalifragilistic expialidocious.
It's a word I know. I just refrigerated. How did I say it differently?
You said refrigerated.
You added a syllable somehow. And then through the magic of good hearing, you somehow fixed it.
I'm still dead. I hope someone can hear me.
That's just it. I'm talking out of
because I couldn't hear a goddamn thing.
No, it was real
you can
weird.
Hear now, right?
I don't think I'm still dead. I think I'm still dead.
You're still
good. No, not the microphone.
No, your microphone was never dead. That was just it. You guys could hear me. I could not hear.
We could hear you perfectly.
Just your headphones were.
You know, I said this last week. I'm going to say it again. I don't know why the sponsorships aren't just rolling in on this right now. Why aren't people just calling and saying, hey, let me just back up the Brinks truck.
She has very good headphones.
You heard that Joe Rogan deal? Yeah. That's nothing compared to what Kokomo
what we're
going to
do.
Oh, shit.
Hey, let's have a little fun. You want to?
We can. I'm positive my microphone is still off.
It's working.
Is his headphone still off?
These are off then.
Fix this.
Is it this?
Yeah. Push up.
You've probably messed with it and unplugged it.
You got to hold both sides of it, top and bottom, and then push them together. There you go. Now you should be able to hear us. You should have something.
Better.
That's better.
Better. All right.
Okay. I'll turn it up a little bit. There we go.
Nothing
like production meetings as we go. That's what makes this podcast not good at all.
I wasn't here last week. My fault.
No, it didn't have anything to do with that. So, all right. Jams, are you ready to participate?
Absolutely.
Snowmageddon, baby.
All right. So it's time. It's that time of year. We're going to talk about some fun things to do when you're snowed in.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about
besides cuddling.
Hey, let's just give them. Let's not tell them what we're going to talk about, because then if we don't get to something, then we can just move on.
We can just do it. Okay. All right. Here we go. You guys, just like always, keep track of your own answers.
Oh shit!
Now I want you to know there are 21. There are 21 questions. Whoever gets it right. Whoever, you have to say your name.
Okay.
I am the final judge.
Okay, I need a pen.
Are we ready?
I think so.
When I ask the question, you may buzz in.
Wait, do we have to write our answers down?
Nope. You just got to keep a tally of right and wrong.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you keep a tally? Mm-hmm.
They're little lines.
Whacker. All right.
You're ridiculous.
You're such
a child.
Question number one. What type of animal is known to make snowballs and throw them? I'm going to give you multiple choice. Lemurs, giant pandas, monkeys, or bats?
Brayden. Giant pandas.
Amanda. Monkeys.
It is monkeys. That is correct. Have you really seen a fucking giant panda make a snowball and throw it? Gather your things and exit the Every Joke
to
Has Little
fair,
Truth.
To be fair, I don't know of many monkeys that live where it snows.
I have no idea what a giant panda is. I figured that was the
you
most
maybe that was
one.
That's
you know
an
what a regular
inside size thought.
Panda is
that's an yeah. inside thought.
Yeah,
it's bigger.
It's just a little bit bigger. It's bigger. Yeah, the word giant.
So what?
Did you think? Nope, it's a completely different species.
So hold on, we don't call wolves big huskies. They're the same.
They're not the same.
They're wolves.
Not even close.
Actually, they're wolves.
I want you to know.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I was going to give you a time limit, but thank you for you for acting accordingly.
Giant.
Regenerated.
We missed the word.
Giant.
Giant.
Well, you were struggling with that one.
No.
You said, I know what a panda is. I don't know what a giant panda
panda.
Is.
What's it?
I just
panda.
I had. Why did it say it like panda. That?
Panda.
I don't know. Can you move on to the next question?
Moving on.
I have to redeem myself.
All right. Here we go. Question number two on our disjointed podcast. What is the best kind of snow for building a snowman? Is it powdery snow? Is it moist snow? Is it
jams.
Ice or is it none of them?
Jams. Amanda.
It's
Amanda.
No.
Amanda.
Three seconds. Gave the options.
Amanda. Shut up.
Amanda.
Tell her to stop.
Stop. Two.
Melted. Moist Amanda. Snow.
Moist snow is correct, Jams. Good job.
Can I think of the stupid
She was trying to game you out of your chance right there is what she was
Even
trying to do.
Even though his effort, stop.
Yeah,
back
she said,
to you.
Tell her to stop. That doesn't mean I'm going to.
You can't just try to. It's this snow. It,
yeah. We
I
don't.
Know.
We don't take hand gestures. Question number three. On average, what is the snowiest state in the United States? Is it Maine? Is it Vermont? Is it Connecticut? Or is it New York?
Amanda.
Amanda.
Beck.
I forget Maine. I forget the
Maine sources. Is incorrect.
Shit.
Jams.
Jams.
Vermont.
Vermont is correct. Give yourself a point. Ooh, Jams or Ams, this is for you.
Do you have to take points away?
Yes, if you missed one.
Oh, man.
This is not, we do that on family game night. This is even more important.
All right. Question number four.
Because it's public.
Which city hosts the World Igloo Building Championship every year? Is it Juneau? Otherwise known as Juneau, Alaska. Moscow, Hiroshima, or Rome?
Brayden, Moscow.
Brayden says Moscow.
It's in Russia. That is snow.
Incorrect.
Jams.
Jams.
Alaska.
That is not.
Why'd I even come
no,
back?
The Juno. The. No.
You
Did
said
I miss
Juno,
the question?
But you don't know. It is not Juno.
You know.
It is not. I'm take away 2 points.
I don't
points
know the question. What was the question?
You answered without knowing?
Kind of.
This
I knew
is
about
why
igloos.
We are divorced.
You knew
who had igloos?
I knew about igloos.
Man, you know
who had the igloo
biggest igloo?
What is an igloo?
She said igloo wherever they have igloo parties. Yeah. In Alaska.
Lay on a nice little igloo bed.
Yeah.
How do they keep warm in an igloo, Jams?
I've wondered that for a long time.
I've wondered that.
I'm thinking about it right now. Ams, would you like to take a shot?
No.
The answer was Hiroshima. Vermont was not.
Oh, she said it. Oh. Last one. Sorry.
Okay, so I'm down to one.
So what's the point? You have one. You have negative one, right?
No,
not true. I have
he has negative two.
You have negative two?
Every time I open my mouth, it's wrong. Every goddamn time.
You guys can't let Jams win.
I have a zero. That's why I didn't guess.
I want you to know if Jams wins, some shit's getting said.
All right, here we go. Question number five. What is pink snow, otherwise known as watermelon snow, caused by? Salt water, blood, algae, or the sun?
Brayden. Algae.
Can't wait.
Algae is correct, Brayden. I wouldn't have got that.
I would have been my guess, but yes.
All right. I've been around the sun and snow all my life. I've never seen it do that.
We also don't live near a big body of water that has algae.
That's weird. I got it right.
I'm just saying. That's why you haven't
seen
it.
That's true. You did. Number six. Which region has never seen snow? Is it Death Valley? Is it Miami? Is it the Sahara Desert? Or they all have?
Brayden, they all have.
Brayden says all of them. Brayden is on a hit streak right now. The Sahara Desert has seen snow.
Yeah.
Death Valley has seen snow.
Miami saw snow this year for the first time.
Like 2025?
Mm-hmm. No, 2024.
Never I was going to say that was 4 days ago.
Can
that was last year.
Tissue.
Question number 7. What makes up 90% of snow? Is it water, air, dirt, or ice?
Brayden.
Ice. Brayden. That's Brayden's wrong. On a roll, and he is incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Amanda.
Amanda. Wrong.
Air.
Air is correct. How'd you get that?
Because I said all the other good
it's
ones.
It's fluffy.
It's fluffy.
So am I. That was good. I would have said water. I can't believe you didn't say water.
No, because otherwise it would be rain.
My God, I hate you.
Because think about it. So science lesson, when particles slow down or when they get cold, they expand, making more air in between. Molecules.
I was making fun of you.
Hey, question number 8. What degrees Fahrenheit does rain turn into snow?
32 Brayden. Degrees.
Brayden says 32. That is correct. Once again.
Not what? I'm at zero.
Just now?
Yeah. One step forward, two step back. Story of my goddamn life.
Question number 9. What is a snowstorm with strong winds called?
Amanda.
All right, Amanda.
Blizzard.
Why'd you say Amanda?
I don't know. No clue.
That is correct, Jams. In 1921, how many inches of snow fell in Colorado over 24 hours? Listen to these. Don't get excited, Jams. Slow down. 75.8 inches. Or something you might recognize, 22.5 inches. Mm. 59.3 inches or 39.1 inches. Colorado, 1921.
Brayden.
Brayden.
74.
No way.
That wasn't 75.8.
75.8, that one. It's right.
Wow. In 24 hours, 75 inches of snow. She's doing some quick math. That'd be about 3 inches an hour.
No, I'm not doing that math. I'm seeing how many feet.
175
divided by 12?
What would that be?
Well, no 6 idea. Times 12 or 5 times 12 is 60.
All right, let's do a quick update on points, Jams. About
1.
Brayden.
1.
Amanda.
2.
Oh, look at this. All's right with the world.
It's not.
All right. Number 11. In which state was the large... Wait a minute. You know what's sad about this? We've got a total of 4 points in here. We're on question 11.
I've only lost 1.
In which state was the largest recorded snowflake found in 1887? Is it Maine, Montana, Michigan, or Minnesota?
Jams.
Montana. Montana is correct, Jams. Good
job. That's
what I was
going to guess.
I was going to say Minnesota.
Anything else to do besides measure snowflakes?
And other things, but they get disappointed.
We'll
they get upset.
I don't know, those cowboys.
Quick trip. Number 12. What is the most common way artificial snow is made today? Hydrogen peroxide and salt water, dry ice, shredding ice blocks, or from sodium
bicarbonate
polyacrylate. polyacrylate. Amanda.
Fuck it.
That's not one of them.
The first one.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Salt and whatever.
Incorrect.
That's got a P in it. It's probably plastic. Brayden. Last one.
Brayden got it right, but he should have to say it to get the point.
You can't say it. How am I supposed to say it?
All right. Question number 13. How are we feeling?
I have 2 points.
Tied.
I have 2 points.
Everybody's got 2 points right now.
Oh, we're locked in.
This is something. What can tiny snowflakes gradually turn into over time? A, metal. B, an ocean. C, glaciers. Or D, a river.
Excuse me.
It's such an odd. I mean, all of it's odd.
Tiny snowflakes.
The question, the option, it's
you,
one
why
of
is
them.
It just the tiny right snowflakes?
Now, what you can see right now is the competitive edge in the family.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got 2 points. Normally there's a blowout.
Brayden.
And somebody's got
glacier.
14. All right. Jesus. Brayden buzzes himself in and says glacier, and he will take the lead.
Wow.
What were you going to say on that one, Amanda?
I had no idea. I couldn't remember what the third one was for glacier. Like, okay, maybe a river because it melts and it goes to a river, but not if you live near the fucking ocean and you do get snow there, which is not very often. But
there was so many questions.
The Atlantic Ocean gets a lot of snow.
But then technically every river feeds into a fucking ocean, so that was the path my brain took. But also, glaciers feed into an ocean, so when the glacier melts, it turns into an ocean.
James was going to say,
I've been to the mountains. What was the, could you say it again? What was the question?
What term is used for having a fear of snow?
Nah. Something phobia.
So every one of these are phobias. Lilepsophobia, seismophobia, chianophobia, phobia, or ombrophobia.
Brayden, the third one.
He got that right.
That's bullshit.
And that was a complete guess. And it worked.
No, it wasn't. I studied snow or something.
All right, here we go.
You know the Latin
number
word for
15.
Snow?
How many sides does a snowflake have? 12, 4, 8, or 6?
Amanda. 8.
I'm sorry.
Jams. 12.
Take a point. I'm sorry.
I'm not willing.
Brayden, there are two answers left.
I don't
have to. Yes, chance.
You don't have to. Four or six.
Six. Brayden. Six.
Brayden is correct with six. You guys pushed him into answering. He wasn't going to.
I didn't want to.
You didn't want, I didn't want to have to do this.
I didn't want to.
Fuck you.
About how much of the Earth's freshwater supply comes from snow and glaciers? This is a percentage. 12, 23,
this is such bullshit.
51, or 68%. How much of the world is water, James?
Percent.
Isn't it like 70%?
I think it's 80 or 90% is of the it world. 80? Is
I wanted
water.
To say 90.
I thought 70.
So on this, 12, 23, 51,
how much of your body
or
is water?
68.
Yeah.
Anybody like to take a guess?
You know what? Boy, what are the numbers?
12, 23, 51, and 68.
What was the question?
Did the answers matter? About how much of the Earth's freshwater supply comes from snow and glaciers?
68.
Jams is correct. 68%.
I was trying to figure out there are four seasons.
I'm confused how they decide it fucking comes from snow.
Not everywhere.
Because it melts.
I want to know how
it goes into the river.
How every small snowflake turns into a glacier.
You're really stuck on that, aren't you?
Yeah. It's fucking pissing me off.
Well, because
I'll tell you when you grow up.
All right. We're drawing close to the end of the competition. Jams,
no.
How many points do you have?
Two.
Brayden.
Five.
Five. Amanda.
One.
Work to be done. We have 17, 18, 19, 20. Four more.
Is the last one Double Jeopardy?
The last one. So we have four more before Double Jeopardy before Final Jeopardy. What is unique about snowflakes?
Jams. They're all different.
You didn't give the options.
I didn't have to. She got it.
I know. I really wish you would.
Also, I want to know how they know they have six sides if they're all different. Well, if they all have six sides, they're not fucking different, are they?
The inside of them's.
That's what I've said about.
Yeah, but what about
ladies?
The tiny ones?
Oh my God.
Turns out they are different, aren't they?
Every single one of them are.
You're an idiot.
What color is snow? White,
Amanda.
Black, blue, or it doesn't have a color? Amanda.
It doesn't have a color.
Amanda says no color, and she is correct. All right. Excuse me. Here we go. What can freshly fallen snow absorb? Water, toxic pollutants,
Brayden.
Sound waves, or all of them? Brayden.
Toxic pollutants.
Amanda.
Toxic is incorrect. Take a point away. Amanda.
It's all of them.
That is correct. Amanda is on fire.
Sound waves, though.
Yeah. Have you ever walked out? My favorite thing is like
the crunch.
Is when it
thing.
No, when it snows
that
overnight.
And my penis.
Will you shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
When it snows overnight and you wake up, it's silent. You've never realized that.
I guess I have. I didn't know that was why.
Yeah, because it.
Oh, that
just.
How many do you have? You just have three, right?
Yep.
Three.
See, he listened to that whole thing.
And he says, and "Oh, that's cool. Like, how many points do you have?"
All about the competition. I did not realize that.
Oh, I was so sold on toxic. These fish go down. Yep,
you're beat.
See, right there. Right.
All sad singing and slow driving. Last question before we go to the final question.
Okay.
What is something that cannot cause an avalanche? Is it wind, rain, a loud sound, or earthquakes?
Brayden.
Questionable.
He wishes he would not have gotten this one.
Rain. I have 5 points.
Amanda.
Incorrect. Amanda.
Wind.
That's not true.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Okay, good.
What?
So. What is something that cannot cause an avalanche?
Oh, okay. Can I go again?
Nope.
No.
What are the last two?
You have wind and earthquakes.
No, I said wind.
I'm sorry. A loud, sound and earthquakes cannot cause an avalanche. Yes.
Loud sounds.
That's what it is.
That is correct.
I thought of dynamite as just being a sound. It's not.
All right.
It's an explosive.
So let's talk. What is your point total?
Four.
Brayden, you're at four.
Three.
Oh, Amanda.
Two.
I'm wagering all of it.
All right, well, hold on. Everybody write down your number that you're wagering. Jams, are you writing yours down?
Oh.
We will call this, I'll give you the, it's all about snow. This is heavy snow. That is what we are.
That's the topic.
Talking about. So when you all have your bet laid out, let me know.
I got it. Done.
Okay, here we go. Wait a minute. Who has the lowest point total?
I have four.
I have three.
I have two.
So we're going to start with Amanda, then we're going to go to Brayden and finish out with somehow Jams is in the lead. There we go.
I think she checked out for half of those questions.
You're going to have to write this answer down. Don't say it out loud.
No cheating.
What is a short burst of heavy snow called? Is it called hail? Is it called sleet? Is it called a snow squall, or is it called a cloud burst? You have 10 seconds.
Please stop that, you dumb ass.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda. What is the short burst? I almost said short bus of heavy snow called.
Snow squall.
That is correct. How many did you wager?
Two.
That puts you at what?
Four.
All right, Brayden. What is the short burst of heavy snow called?
I'm not showing my cards.
Did you say a cloud burst?
Boy, did I.
He said, boy, did I. I win.
I sure did.
How many did you wager?
All of them. Every bit of them.
Zero is his final score.
Snow squall.
Snow squall. How many did you wager?
Three.
That gives Jam seven, and she is the winner. Jams, good job.
I got to tell you, before you asked the question, I was like, it's a flurry. Duh. And then you went through the options. I crossed it out, and I was like, I'm going to hear flurry. I didn't. I heard squall.
You know what's embarrassing about this at the end, because it was multiple choice?
Mm-hmm.
It gave me a notification that said, you got 11 out of 21 right, because when one of you would give me an answer, that's what I would say.
The first one would select.
And it says, that's not bad. 11 of 21 is not bad.
Well, random snow facts.
I hate this.
I went all the way from negative one to five to three.
Negative two was your lowest.
Negative two to five,
an average of zero.
Now that we know that Jams is the smartest snow person in the room.
The smartest Christmas person.
Yeah.
That's true. And the most likely to drink.
No, I think that's me.
We should stop.
Oh, yeah. No, she got drunk on the podcast, it seems like.
Yeah, she was drunk before the podcast.
She had to do some shots on here a few weeks back, now she's drinking wine.
We may have done it to her.
Yeah, well, I think so. Try being a part of this family. That shouldn't happen to you.
No kidding. So when was the last time you had an actual snow day?
Oh, boy.
I was married to you.
So this isn't like a multiple choice. Not everyone has to be afraid to answer. You guys go ahead.
No.
Everyone's a little gunshot.
I'm thinking about it, and I think I was married to you.
No, okay. I think We've had one. The last I remember is when we had the red Jeep still. And we took the kids out. The kids were little. It was just Braxton and Audrey. And we took them over to Joan of Arc and did donuts in the parking lot.
I forgot about
But even that wasn't good. And we had Brianna came home and we were driving back. And she, the entire fucking way from Boulevard to Roosevelt.
That's what she
said all of the
time when Braden was away. Yeah. I'm so glad I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
You missed you guys.
Yeah, that's how it...
That song got me thinking, or that.
There's a fire burning in my crotch. I need to have the doctor go ahead and check my box. Sadly, I'm not peeing crystal clear. Having every STD is what I fear. I can't help feeling I think I have it all. Every STD.
I'm so proud of that song. I'd forgotten I even had that.
You're ridiculous.
I went on record more times than I can count. I've had one STD two times. Never gave it to her.
So I enjoy snow days.
Love them.
I like Braden said, I don't know if we were live at the time, but Braden had mentioned, man, I would love to get snowed in for, you know, several days. And
it's been... I don't know that I've ever seen, even the one that I talked about was like a day.
Yeah.
I think the kids were out of school for maybe 2 or 3 days, but I think that was over precautious.
That gets into temperatures too. Like if the temperature is outrageous.
When the temperature drops.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Excuse me.
When Braxton was driving on the side of the road, that was with the truck.
Yep. I really, I'm always surprised at the number of people that are out when the snow is bad. I'm one of those idiots that go out. Like to go out and test the theory. I like to go out and bust through snow drifts, but I have vehicles that can do it.
Not all the time. One of my fondest memories with you, we went to your aunt's house and her sister's 300. We were going through
just
drifts.
Telling her that story.
We were going through.
I just told Amanda about that.
We were going through snow drifts up to my nipples.
You were in the 300.
Up to my nipples.
Tell me you were in a 300.
We were on a county road, and it looked like in a winter wasteland.
That's when we all got snowed in.
Yeah, that was like 2014.
That's my last one.
Yeah. We didn't get stuck.
No, it's not.
In a 300, too, mind you.
It's because I'm skillful in driving.
Well, also, there wasn't a lot to hit. We were all over that road. We got to go left. All right. We got to go back right.
We're just going to slide.
This one's going to hurt. I still remember that. I looked at you and my best joke ever. You had just showed me the movie that says chew gum and kick ass or something. And I'm all out of gum.
Yeah.
And I said that to you. I just looked at you. I'm here to chew it. Chew ass and
I don't know. Already fucking it up.
I don't know. It was just I thought about that.
I really like gum and days off, and I'm all out of
days off
PTO. So speaking of PTO and all of that, do you have a job that will be cognizant of the weather?
Yeah.
Hers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about you?
Yeah.
And you?
No.
No. So. Your job kind of expects you there regardless of the weather forecast.
Debbie made her rounds Friday when she left and said, see you all Monday.
You need to just say.
It's fondly. I say it fondly because she had cause to.
Actually. I will have to.
So I am a boss at where I'm at. And I have.
It would have to be a state of
time.
Emergency before we were called out, though.
But I will always go ahead of everybody and say, hey, we're going to have weather. So be prepared. Have plan A, plan B, plan C so that we can still do business. And, you know, that's failed me one time because I used to have a boss that was an asshole. And you were coming to work regardless. And I've seen people dragging their kids out in snow because they don't want to lose their job. And
yeah,
I think that's also a little much.
Because the thing people don't pay attention, like schools are closed.
Yeah.
You don't always have a place to take your kid.
Now, on the flip side of that, I've also had people tell me I can't make it to work. And then they post on Facebook that they're out playing in the snow,
sledding.
Like at the park,
Yeah,
which goes right through me.
Mm-hmm.
As it should. If my job is different than this scenario, I 100% can reschedule something and just be like, I can't go to Wisconsin today. Mm-hmm. I literally can't.
Yeah.
And that's fine. We have administrative days for that reason. But you want to, again, another story from you. When I was living here, I thought you were mad at me because it snowed real hard. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'm not going anywhere. And then you said, you walked into the basement. I said, what are you doing, Pop? You said, going to work. Somebody's got to.
I was got probably my mad fat about ass something.
Up. You were mad at that. It was him when he was employed by you.
Oh,
I got
you don't
up
know?
Right
you don't
away.
Remember.
Really?
Mm-mm. You
yeah, tell me off you, air.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got up right away though. I got my ass to work.
I still remember a time, and this is kind of a shot at Amanda.
Oh boy.
When I was training at the job I had before this one,
uh-huh.
I had
ahead,
to go an
shot.
Hour and 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
And the guy that was training me lived an hour and 20 minutes north.
You got there and he said he's not coming.
The two of us were there and all of the people that lived in the town.
Time the
were
fuck
not.
Out. Because my car
not.
Was this literally is- buried. Do you want to see the pictures?
Was it the Equinox?
No, it was the Saturn. And yeah, I lived at my parents' house, so it came off the hill and dumped on top of my car. Now,
somebody
I went to work.
I'm in trouble.
Right I now. Went to work that day. It took about an hour for us to get the tractor out
she
and plow the drive.
Didn't come to work.
I did go to work that day.
You didn't go to
I'm
work.
I'm saying
that
none
day.
Of this.
It was just
I
me
will,
and I the whole day.
No, I went to work that day.
You did not go to work that day.
Oh, my God.
You find this riveting, Jams?
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to pictures.
So here are some things to do. Now, this is kind of cool. Lifeuntucked.net. This is another little website here. Three important steps before it snows. This is kind of all encompassing. Stock up on food. Get plenty of milk and eggs, even if you don't want them. That's kind of funny. What you actually should buy, hot cocoa mix, your favorite added ingredient. I think they're talking about alcohol. Pancake mix, another snow shovel, dog treats, firewood, bacon, maple syrup, wine, and what have you. When you get home, check your garage to see if there's room for your vehicles. This is before snow. It's a bitch to get the snow and ice off if you can't park in the garage. I
it's
agree
also
with all of that.
A bitch to try and get out after you've parked in the garage.
Yeah. Oh, no. I will. You should always what? Listen to this reasoning. Don't
I'm
park
kidding.
Your car in the garage.
Flames.
Is that
I'm kind of distracted while I'm looking for these pictures of my car.
I remember when I had my van when I was still with Brianna.
And
it
you,
was just her and I. I got all the way to the tippy top of to the
this
tippy
was
front.
My car.
Show him.
I don't disagree.
you don't? That's weird.
I think the fact he was saying was you didn't go to work.
I got there.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Didn't.
I did not go to work.
But I got to
for
Greg.
A few oh, hours.
Hold on
for a few hours.
She almost said it.
No,
right
because
there.
We are outside plowing.
She almost said it. Almost.
We're
said
outside
it.
Plowing.
Now,
to get out.
I did employ someone one time. No names. I did employ someone one time.
I'd like everybody to see
that lived across the street from that's, me.
Oh, no names, though.
That's what we were talking Jesus. About.
Yeah, that's what
and
we were just talking about.
He had to leave early because there was weather coming in.
Yeah.
And I got home. We drove the same vehicle type vehicle. I was home 4 hours after him and just fine.
That's
and then the next day he called out because of the weather,
that's
but
the
went
day.
Out driving around.
That's the day
around.
I was telling you about.
Yeah, I was frustrated about that.
Obviously.
Yeah, I was very frustrated about that.
You can't live in that sort of proximity and be like, yeah,
I can't make it.
Can't do it.
What's mm-hmm. that say on the bottom of that picture that I posted for public to see?
I doubt I'm getting to work on time.
On time. Not today. I doubt I'm getting there
you
on
did
time.
This. You guys are just going to fight.
She didn't make it.
I day. Did.
You did not.
I will call. I lived with my mom. I'll call her.
So after the snow comes, you've already called your boss. You're already sipping on your hot cocoa. You got your car in the garage. All of that's there. These are some rules for holding your boss at bay when you're kind of taking that snow day at work.
Okay.
So because there's the boss that says you still should come.
Mm-hmm.
Right. not Amanda's, but you know, the rest of us.
Like when you were there?
Check your email early. I wasn't your boss then. Check your email early in the day, but don't reply to anything. You're looking for any time bombs. That's it. Everyone will be sleeping in a little bit on a snow day. No need to be a hero and announce your presence.
Not the children.
No. I agree with that. If you're the asshole that goes and starts, you know, email chains and things like that, you deserve whatever happens to you.
Yep. Yep.
Enjoy the snow day.
I'm thinking about having a conference. It's a snow day. I think we should get to get. No, we shouldn't. Now you did this. He's obligated.
This is just an average thing. If you have 10 people in your work group, shoot to be number 4 or number 5 to report in. Don't be early.
Don't be the first.
Yeah.
Always middle of the
Don't be the first one to work or to say I'm not coming.
This is like if you have to do like a, you don't report in and say, hey, I'm working. I'm at my desk if you need me. Whatever.
Mm.
Yeah. Here's a Jedi level tip. Turn your email chime back on and turn up the volume. Go have fun. When you hear it, don't react immediately. React soon.
I don't.
So this is like how to pretend you're working from home while you're.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't say that at all. Nobody realized that. We all thought we were hiding from our bosses to not go to work. Are.
Remember these commonly accepted excuses during a snow event. These are commonly accepted excuses. So somebody tries to get a hold of you and they can't. Here's what you say when you call them back.
I was in the bathroom.
I was helping my elderly neighbor shovel her sidewalk.
How many elderly neighbors can you have?
Oh, I was pottying. My Wi-Fi shut off because my power went out.
Don't do the power outage because they can check areas for power outages.
What would you say in this scenario? Hey, Jams, we tried to call you. You didn't answer.
I didn't hear my phone ring.
Today's Wednesday. That was Monday.
To be fair, she could just say, I lost my phone and everybody would believe it.
I don't know what happened.
But you got to have a phone for your job. Mm-hmm. What would you say in this scenario?
Probably I was in the bathroom.
Bathroom? Brayden, you're going bathroom too?
No, I'm going Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah. You're going to catch me.
What's that have to do with
That's
the
funny
call?
Because that's next. My internet connection was slow.
What's Later, that have to do with calling?
I don't know.
You missed a call from someone.
That's fair. Yeah.
Later in the day, I really need to finish shoveling the drive before it refreezes so I can get to work tomorrow. That's smart. Next.
You remember
piece
that
of advice?
One time when you told me to shovel the drive and then left the snow shovel in a tarp in the backyard and it got buried under all the snow. So I shoveled the driveway with a floor scraper.
I do remember you shoveling the driveway.
I don't remember
with a floor
the other details.
Scraper.
You don't remember that the snow shovel wasn't found until the spring.
Why would it be in the back under a tarp?
You were working on the playhouse. Huh. You had it back there.
Resist making ironclad commitments. Save that stuff for other days. Today, you want to be a hero, mom, dad, spouse, friend, or neighbor. I agree with that. Yeah, we'll stop there with those. Now, these are things that you can do for fun. Make a snowball fight with your family. That'd be fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have enough kids that you can stay inside while the older ones take the little ones out to go play.
Sledding.
Sledding is a good one.
Going to the nearest school parking lot and doing donuts on your father's lap. I still remember that in the red Dakota with Tracy sitting next to us.
Yep. I've done that with all my kids.
I remember that. Like, I remember how
I don't
the
think
air
done it with
felt
the girls
on my
yet.
Skin. I remember everything about that.
Yeah. I would do it again today. I love doing that stuff. Now we've got the Jeep. It'll be a little different. We'll see.
Well, I think that's the best way to do it. Like all of the.
Yeah, we'll roll over instead.
People already can't drive to save their life. Like all of these people, there was this big movement when it used to snow regularly that like people are calling the cops on people doing donuts and parking lots. Like, hey,
let that shit go.
You not only should you let that go, but that's like.
What are they hurting?
That's a 16-year-old learning how to drive on snow. Yeah. He's losing it because he's gunning it. Like he's got to learn.
He's having
to
a good time. He's trying it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
That like when it did ice over before it was 52 in December, like just recently.
Yeah.
Our street was full of ice. I was fishtailing all around the street. So I knew how much time I had to stop. how much control I had,
yep,
or if I just needed a brace if I start sliding.
I've crashed doing donuts. I've ran into parking stops. And
it's because you're dumb.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid.
I ran into your garage once. It just never, with my Cadillac, it just never left a dent.
You're so lucky.
Garrett was with me. He said, dude, are you kidding me? Because I gunned it right at the driveway.
Here are some things that you can do. This is from glamour.com. Here are some last minute things you can do if you're snowed in with your significant other.
Make babies.
Number one.
Who the wants to do that?
Flip through old pictures. So now, James, you might not be able to do that. Yours are a little different. Say like sorry. Your Snapchat that you send to your significant other.
Or a friend.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Flip through old photos. You don't like doing that?
No, I do. It just makes me cry. I'll tell you, I was looking for that picture of my car, and I saw a picture of Piper's little tiny face where we were shopping. And, you know, the cart has like one cup holder side and then one that's just a ring that doesn't have a bottom. Mm-hmm. She was sticking her face down through that. For whatever reason, I don't know.
I hope I get to an age where I can reminisce healthily.
Healthily?
Yeah, like I can't look back at old pictures like that.
Why?
I get so emotional. I get so emotional.
Well, don't go to number one from glamour.com. Number two, play a sexy game.
These get a card
or board. This yeah. is for adults. I said that. Get a card or board game made to facilitate sexy time, or play a classic game like chess or Sorry with a twist.
You could play Uno, and one of the fill-in cards is do the dishes, you lazy bitch. Vacuum the house.
That is something else you did with your ex. Every time you capture a piece or move a square forward, you perform a different sexual act.
Wow.
You know, it would be real sexy if you took that trash out that's on top of the trash can.
Jams, you'll like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Plan your next adventure while you're stuck in the house.
Yeah.
No, because she'll start budgeting. Ooh, I didn't gotta
Since
say
you
this.
Probably won't make it out today, the silver lining is that you actually have time to put thought into your next date or vacation.
Ams is right. These people who made this list do not have children.
Well, I don't know. The next one, okay. Create a pillow fort.
No, that's for adults for sexy time.
Super duper. Sounds like that was a piggyback.
This says you're never too old to bury yourselves in pillows and blankets. And I guess cuddle up, I guess.
I guess cuddle
Why
up.
Why does everything have to be
back to
penetration?
Sex?
Well,
hey.
Penetration.
Hey. The hell did you questions? Say that for? Well, I
mean, is it not what it is?
Her budget. Oh, hi, Terry.
That's because hers, Jams has changed over the years. Budgeting used to be you can't go out to eat or I'll kill you. Now it's,
yeah,
we can just get a credit
Terry,
card
when
tomorrow.
When Jams and I were married, if we were going to go to Florida in 2 years, I had to start drinking water tomorrow.
No Wendy's.
I couldn't
give me
have
your cards.
Lunch. I couldn't have any cash. We couldn't have groceries.
What do you mean you were Shut hungry? Up. I cooked spaghetti last night.
Again, I did it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we ate Monday, Wednesday, Friday food.
It's called leftovers. How do you not know that?
Oh, my God.
This next one?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you have done this on a cold, snowy day? You can't leave your house. Teach your pet a trick.
Never.
I'd much rather kill the pet.
Wow.
If it's a snow in. That's miserable.
Your history shows that you probably will.
Even accidentally.
Oh, I got a cat now, too.
Well, those are okay if they go. James, you'll like this one. The next piece of advice, break out the art supplies.
Oh, yeah.
How many times are you going to hit your microphone?
Every fucking time she's going to. She's going to hit whatever
like
the fuck.
It's happened
it is.
So much you're not even reacting now.
And then she
this
just,
whole podcast has been this way.
You said, James, this is for you. She said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of the energy. You a little tired?
Mm-hmm.
There's water out.
Sleeping on the couch.
Don't forget to take your bra off.
Ams, this next one's for you. Cook an elaborate multi-course meal.
If it's green beans and beef stew, we're in business. and pickles, we're in business. She can jar some shit out of some stuff.
Now it's pizza. That's my new thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like
pizza? She makes a great pizza.
She does make kick-ass pizza now.
That's except for the one I caught on fire.
You caught a pizza on fire?
On fire.
And then still trying to feed it to me.
Please go away. No. I'll have to sleep outside for real.
If you,
I thought I was going to burn something down.
God bless. Jams, you'll like this next one. You're stuck inside. Dance.
I like to dance. I
you
like
and Audrey would have parties. A great time with a, like a little dance party.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think this is good for all of you. I think Jams and Amanda would probably take the lead on this one.
Drink some wine.
Develop an elaborate plot to take over the world.
Mm. Ooh.
What would be the first thing you'd do to take over the world, Amps?
Castration.
Worldwide. Representation.
So I'm trying to think. Like,
oh, she's trying to think. That's where it starts.
Handmaid's Tale-ish.
We're watching one now.
Except.
Nothing on here said binge watch TV.
Except men would be the sex slaves.
Ooh.
Lay down. Damn it.
Oh, wait.
You're only here for us to
a lot of good information there.
Actually, you know what?
We have no need for you otherwise.
So,
we're on a network too. Don't you move.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait.
Why are you closing your eyes when you say whatever this is?
She thought you were going to hit her.
No. Oh, man.
Don't worry. We'll wait. Everyone quiet.
I don't remember. Guys, save me. Hey, guys.
Why are you just smiling and nodding?
What would be the first thing you would do to save to take over the world?
You know what? I don't.
What's anything you would do to take over the world?
Probably nothing.
You're so bad at this game.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know why you're bad at it? Because you're not interested in it right now.
No, I just don't. How do you begin to take
She would let her do the ideas, just, and then she'd be like, ooh, and then we could do this.
Yeah.
That is the problem with
we
jams.
We could make men
get
do
an
this.
Idea, and then she'd be like, oh, yeah, we're doing this.
Oh, what's happening?
How do we make this
tomorrow?
A thing?
I don't want to wait. You know, speaking of taking over the world,
I would wipe up. You didn't ask me.
Okay, go ahead.
My first order of business would be wiping an entire bloodline off the face of the earth.
No, oh, I actually.
And it would be broadcasted on television.
I can get behind that.
I'd get on Netflix. I'd call Netflix. Guess what? You'd probably
You're
make some
need
money.
A new special.
Yeah.
Boom! Headshot!
I want
Jesus.
You to do this. I want you to do this live if you could. Good news
it's
is.
Called The Running Man on TV. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Richard Dawson.
There,
look it up. It's
there will not be a gun used. I promise you that.
You don't need it to be.
It's mostly the
just your fingies.
Hmm.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's change some lives. Oh,
it's the most wonderful time
of this goddamn podcast.
Yeehaw! Did you really think this was going to be a feel-good segment?
Are you insane like me?
Welcome to Relationship Advice with Ams
and Jams.
Well, you asked for our advice.
We just hope you're ready for brutal honesty.
You know, I really love this podcast and I love this segment very much. But when we had Kyle and Lyle or
Lyle?
Nope. Lyle and Kyla on the podcast, and it said this goddamn pot. I'm like, nah. But here we are.
We just got to change the intro.
Yes. We'll do a little more user friendly intro. Dear Ams and Jams.
Not user, listener.
I am a widower in my mid 50s with 3 grown children and many grandchildren.
That's the man?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife died 10 years ago, and 3 years ago, I moved into a new house. I hit it off very quickly with my new next-door neighbors, Jack and Diane.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. 2 kids, in the heartland.
They're a married couple in their late 30s with a now 7-year-old son.
Hey, little Billy, do you know what a thruple is?
Our relationship soon became sexual, and we are a three-member couple. Their son, whom I love dearly, has his own bedroom at my house and calls me uncle. The problem is my youngest son recently lost his job, is in terrible financial straits, and has asked if he, his wife, and two young children can move in with me. I haven't told any of my children about my unconventional relationship. My wife and I had a happy marriage. We raised our children in a normal, loving home. Yet when I met the couple I am with, everything seemed to flow so naturally that I didn't give it a second thought until now. Turning away my son in his time of need isn't an option, but breaking off my relationship isn't an option either. Ams and jams, should I keep the whole thing under wraps until my son and his family are here? Jack and Diane.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
That's the best thing you've done on this podcast.
Think I should be upfront and tell my son, but then everyone who... okay. But then everyone would know about this. Most people wouldn't understand, and frankly, it would be humiliating.
Well, if it's humiliating, then don't do it. Because
tell him
you
to watch
hide
the movie
it,
Savages.
But however, you just have some explaining to do. Explain it. Who gives a fuck? Who likes it and who doesn't?
Disagree.
Yeah, disagree completely.
Why?
What?
Disagree.
No, my thing was I'd be like, hey, you're more than welcome to bring your family to my house.
But this is my life
but
now.
But this is the lifestyle
you
I
don't
live by
think
right now.
That he couldn't go to Jack and Diane?
Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
I love it. I love it.
Do you think you don't think he could go over to them and say, hey, let's cool it while they're here?
He could.
Or I'll sneak over. We're just friends while he's here.
He could, but that could also hurt them if they're in like a legitimate relationship.
They're in their own marriage.
But
they're in their own marriage.
Right, but it's not like he's just this affair. They're in a relationship that they value equally, so they would be hurt if
there are three of them.
I understand you don't understand it, but they all are equal parts in the relationship. It would just feel like someone breaking up with them.
But what about they're not equal parts. Jack and Diane don't know his son.
If you fucking
about Jack and Diane.
You know how much preparation went in to just do this one?
So,
just it's been that one
worth
question.
It every time.
You only picked it because it had that in it.
I hope we circle back to this at the end of the podcast.
But here's the other reason I say tell them, because say you are okay with just keeping it quiet for a minute or whatever, but they find out, then like, oh my God, and you're hiding it. And what will my kids say? Shut the fuck up. If you want to come live at my house, this is the way I live.
Brayden, you hit a rough spot. You and Alexis and all of your children come here.
Okay.
Oh boy, that's a lot of kids in the house.
I'm in a relationship with Kevin and Wendy. Come on in. Sit down, son. I got something I got
to
tell you.
To be fair, after this, I think Kevin and Wendy would seem more normal.
You know, I like Kevin.
Everybody likes Kevin. He's a great dude.
All right. What if you say great? Stacey will be like, hey, we need to talk about it. I didn't take you in this room.
What if it's not? That's what I was getting ready to say.
Dad, here's my question.
Because there's a couple of people on the block.
Wondering if dad's banging the dude?
Yes. Not only that, but I'm wondering the whole thing. Like,
or if he's the one.
Because there has
banged,
to be
really.
Some pagan going on there.
All right. Hey. You don't get to say that in the same room as me.
I'm just
pretty
saying.
Please. But okay, you don't need to do the P word.
Is that bad?
Pegging. God, you made me say it? So I don't think that's not in my head. That's not in my head. In my head, it is. What are you're doing? So you're doing it with him too? Like,
yeah. And then I've got to look at my son and say, yeah, I'm experimenting in my mid-50s.
No, or you look at your son
and say, we don't look at each other. Like, hey, you don't say that to me.
It's none of your damn business.
London Bridges.
Do you want to ask about me and his sex life?
No, I just have to hear about it.
Why
I'm
would you?
What? This is bullshit.
Why Sorry. Would you ask about his and...
Yeah.
Well, because it's a man. It's much different.
Two men having a problem with it. She's acting like this is just a new thing, which many people are now. Like this.
That is.
We had a guest on. That's in a cult.
Brayden.
Now, here's the thing. If it were two girls and
hold
a guy,
on,
would you say it differently?
We are just... trying to tell you something with this
story. I know And I was going to say, this seems very oddly timed.
I'm moving in.
You almost already live here.
I'm moving in.
And breaking news has just come across the desk in the Every Joke Has a Little Truth studio.
I can't even finish it, but that's
thank
gold.
God thank God we that's walked gold. Away from that one.
That's gold. So what are we telling this guy?
He's got to cut it off with them.
He's got to tell his son.
Tell your son.
A month. How long is he going to live with him?
Yeah, well, it's not going to be a month.
So hold on. He was right. This old horny bastard can just sneak over. He's right across the hall. So
how old is he?
Mid-50s.
Mid-50s. Yeah. Old horny bastard.
Him too?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you just cool it for 2 months, then, you change that bedroom or put a goddamn padlock on the 7-year-old nephew's bedroom and then just sneak over. You can't do that for 2 months. Your son doesn't need, he's not going to live forever.
Well, it's not 2 months. He'll be there for 6 months. He'll be there for a year.
Still doesn't matter. You still can go to their house. You don't have to put that shit on display.
Don't have to hide it.
Yeah. I bet they're
not.
Have
to hide
why
it?
Wouldn't you hide it?
I bet they're not kissing in front of that 7-year-old. What, do they 3-way kiss up? I love you.
No,
love
I don't.
I
bet
they don't kiss like that anyway.
Come here, Paul.
Can we
come
go on to the next
Jill.
One?
Paul.
Bring it in.
Dear Ams and one more time.
Good. Little Diddy
about Jack and Diane. What if his name's Diddy?
That's fair.
All right. Why?
Well, no, Diddy, Jack, Diane.
Diddy's 100% doing both.
Diddy or Denny?
Diddy.
Oh, I thought you said Denny. Dear Ams and Jams, I have a beautiful teenage daughter, Lily. My mother, who really loves dogs, recently got a new one. She asked me for name suggestions, and I gave her a list including Maggie and Millie. Shortly afterwards, she called me and said she had a strange request. Can you run into any fucking thing else over there?
She moved to her computer.
Jesus Christ, every fucking thing you've touched, you've banged
so
today.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
All right.
I love it. I'm glad I came back.
She wanted to call her dog Lily and wanted my okay. I was distracted with other stuff and didn't object. When I told my daughter, she looked confused, but didn't say it upset her. Then my sister called me a few weeks later and said, "What's up with mom naming that dog Lily?" Now every time I talk to my parents, I have to hear their Lily stories.
Oh,
I am bothered that the dog has my daughter's name.
I know
this sounds petty, but maybe part of the problem is that my mother was not that into being a grandmother when my kids were little. Ams and Jams, should I just let it go or could I say, hey, do me a favor and call that dog Millie?
No, I think you're right to be like put off by it, because also, I mean, you're going to go to family things at their house and Lily. Oh, no, the dog, not you, honey.
Let me make it perfectly clear. If there's another little yipping puppy that shows up at this house and you guys name it Bray, I will kill it in front of the family. I'll kill it in the middle of family dinner. That is horrible.
No, it would be more like we'd name it Jet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
That's the
I wouldn't like that at all. I'm being so serious. That is,
I wouldn't
she
do it.
Did it.
I
yeah, but
do
the
it.
Mom did it on purpose. I think.
I feel well, like. Why would you do that?
Well, that's the question. Why?
I
would you?
Think, like she said, she didn't. She wasn't really interested in being a grandparent. So maybe
she just likes the name and isn't connected to the child. Is what it sounds like to me.
That's a conversation piece to say to the mom.
Yep.
I think it's a like atonement of sorts because she felt like she missed out.
Oh, no.
Well, I think it's done in a very poor manner.
I'd love to chime in. I don't know what atonement means.
Making right.
I have to atone
she's
for my
sins.
She's
trying to make right for not being engaged in their lives when they were little.
So she's trying to make up for it.
I'm going to name my shit zoo Lily.
Well, mom, you want to make it right? Change that goddamn dog's name.
Mm-hmm.
It's my Lily.
Jams. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I can get that wrong. Ams. Would you say change the dog's name?
Yes.
Brayden.
Dog's name changed.
Change it.
Okay. We're all on the same page. Dear Ams and Jams, I met this really great girl at work, and I have been seeing for a few months now. We have gotten around to asking how many people sexually have you been with?
Dumbass question.
She told me she'd lost count, but it's around 30 to 50 people.
Word.
Mostly random hookup guys from online datings.
Wow.
That's a lot of dicks.
That's fair. It's a good point.
This was a gut punch, and I can't stop thinking about it, especially since mine is so much lower.
This I thought he was going to say smaller. By law of averages, I'm in the bottom.
Now I need you to give me all 30 of those guys.
Based on the pictures. Based on the pictures, you could probably tell pretty quick. This is the first
you
time.
You got pictures?
Do I need to spell it out for you?
No.
If the gentlemen are different than him, they're likely bigger than him.
I got it.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. His name is Bradley. His name is...
All right. Never mind. This was a gut punch, and I can't stop thinking about it, especially since mine is much lower. This is the first time I have felt like this, and I can't stop thinking about it. I'm not sure if I'm going to move on. Ams and Jams, how should I bring this up, or should I just start maybe looking to move on?
Lay into
him. You should stop being so fucking insecure.
Yeah. Well,
what?
Let's just everybody.
The answer to that question:
50 women, people would be like, "Ah, yeah, man, so fucking cool." But a girl does it, and they're like, "Ew."
That's not what we're
saying. How many dicks have you had there?
What? Hey,
how many boobs have you sucked on?
What? That's not a factor in a relationship. I need to know the number of nipples.
Now, hold on.
Give it to me.
Hold on. I have a question. Is it per person or boobs? Because that number's double.
Per boobs.
Per boobs.
They're so different, right?
No, he said the other one's different.
No.
Just because yours are different don't mean that everyone's
Listen.
Everybody else's are different.
The answer to this question at all times, if you are going to ask somebody who you know tells you the truth.
All right, James, I have a question.
If you want to have tell you.
What's
do you
yours?
Want that number?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go around the room.
No.
I don't want to do that. I just want to put jams on this.
No, I'm just saying, if you're in a relationship and you ask that question, you better be ready for the answer.
That's the and point that
you,
I'm getting.
And if you with a smoke show, then just be prepared that it's probably a higher number.
And if you can't take whatever number she throws at you, then don't ask the fucking question.
All right, let me ask you this.
And... you know what you should just always say? It's none of your fucking business.
Oh, I don't think you can say that.
I don't know about all that.
I think you can say,
it's none of your business.
We're not going to talk about this. I don't think you say it's so rough.
I've been with people before. You've been with people before. That's all that's it.
Doesn't
he's going to look at you but with let's, a puppy let's
say
eye. This,
let's say there's no age on here, but let's say they're
young
25.
To do this.
If the number's 50, does it change your mind?
No.
If 25 and you've had 50 dudes?
I mean, that's like five a year. If she started at 15.
I know someone that's a weekend. That's a trip.
Precisely.
That's a trip
not
to
a big
Chicago.
Deal.
I am living my life.
Oh, I thought you were marking the time.
I'm just saying.
Can't do that.
I'm just saying.
No, we're live.
If you're going to ask the question, you better be able to handle the answer.
I think you think the other person is going to protect your feelings, or you just assume you're not with a whore.
Have you ever asked that question for real? Because you're a different generation. Yeah,
have
you
not, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not.
Yeah, me.
You were matter of
and
fact.
She got out an abacus to explain it to me. We had to carry the one.
Shut the fuck
it was great. I was sitting there. I was like,
holy shit.
One too. We went down to the third row, and I'm like, my goodness, Jams, are you serious?
How did
settle
you walk?
Yourself down.
How are you not bow-legged?
But here's the thing. When you get with someone, you've got a pretty good idea of their
sexuality. Sexual prowess.
Yeah, if you have someone that's like super quick to...
Again, running into the entire table.
That did not make a single noise.
Oh,
yes, it did.
You have made so much noise.
Can I have a story time with Bray?
Of course.
Can't I asked that question in this basement.
Yeah, you were lied to. She told me that
I wasn't. It wasn't her. It wasn't Brianna. It was a blonde girl. No, I don't remember.
It was a girl.
Whatever. Yeah. And I said,
how many? And she was like, it's around 50. I was like, get out. I'm going to take you home.
Matter of fact, if you park down the street, walk, go to your car.
Jeez.
That was the last time I've asked that question because all the other answers, they did save my feelings.
You didn't want to hurt. You didn't want to have to make a decision to stop.
So if you get with somebody and they're like, do all this crazy shit
Do you sound like you've been with more people?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're a goddamn acrobat, hey, you've done this time or two, haven't you?
This isn't your first rodeo.
You've had time to figure out what you want.
If they ask you,
knowing what you want isn't so bad.
Right. How tall are you? Like how'd you figure that out?
How tall are you? How much do you weigh? All right, I can deal with that.
So yeah, we'll start. What's your number?
I want a roundabout within five.
I want to be able to in a bikini, I'm not.
I was going to let you get right up to possibly answering and then stop.
No, I'm not going to answer that question.
But it's more than 30.
It's not.
Jesus.
Don't do me like that. That's rude.
Well, I was one of them.
No.
Is it between 20 and 30?
No.
We're not talking about just over the last 5 years.
Fuck off, Denny.
All right, so it's fair to say it's between 10 to 20. I'm just trying to, I'm deducing.
You're deducing.
She should have deduced.
Stop making me sound like.
Like what?
That's fun.
Like what?
A whore.
I don't know that we helped anyone this week.
No.
I don't know. I think we did. The dude in the thruple.
You guys didn't help him. You two were rude.
You know what we did need to do?
It's time to talk about one thing I love
and one thing I hate. Jams, give us one thing you love, one thing you hate. I did it again. I looked at Amanda and said Jams.
Oh, it's Amanda's turn.
All right, Amanda.
No, it's Jams' turn.
Brayden, one thing you love, one thing you hate.
I love things falling into place.
Ooh.
Work is good. Wasn't for a second.
Is again.
Is again.
All choked up?
No, I burped. I didn't want anyone to hear it. I thought I was on the outs with you guys. Hopefully I'm not.
Wow.
I had the emote. What's that?
No, I was just kidding.
Yeah. I had the most wonderful day with my lady and all four of our children. It was a good day. Yeah,
today?
I love that. Yeah.
Good.
We went bowling.
My lady.
Yeah,
her and I cleaned downstairs. She cleaned upstairs while the boys played laser tag.
Yeah, dude, those are always good days.
It was awesome.
We had a great day too. What do you hate?
I hate the legal system.
Oh boy. Who wants to go next?
I despise it.
Jams it is.
I love fun nights.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, do you.
And I hate not
the fact that everybody knows that you've banged 50 dudes.
I have not banged 50 dudes. Would you please stop?
I hate waking up on Sunday after a long weekend. No.
Yeah, I hate being so tired.
Yeah.
So I'm exhausted.
Dermaplanes tomorrow.
No, I just, I've got two appointments tomorrow and I just
plug your business real quick.
Divine Glow Studio is starting here soon.
And where's that at? Kokomo or Burlington?
In Kokomo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 2705 South Berkeley Road.
Yeah. I brought it down. We'll have a can you see that on the screen?
A little bit.
It's backwards.
It's back. Oh, yeah. We'll have a commercial out for you on next week. I might sneak one in this week. We'll see if I have time. But go see Jim. She's very good at ripping the hair out of your body.
I saw a menu like that one time on someone's phone on a Craigslist ad. Craigslist ad.
You still could.
Just like that.
Tell us something you hate. Oh, you said being tired.
Yes, being tired.
One thing you love, one thing you hate.
I hate the obsession over weather. Mm. I hate that, 20 times a day I hear, oh, you ready for the big snowstorm coming? No, I'm not, because I'll be here.
Who said that to you.
No, there were a lot of them.
I think there were a certain one.
So many of them. And it's almost every day that we have to talk about how cold it is or how warm it is. Or I don't care.
I
enjoy the weather and the nature, and you need to be alert and be prepared. But I mean, sometimes I like to be surprised. I like to walk out and say,
can you guys hear this?
Yeah. Yes.
I hate when people.
Anything else you'd like to do?
No.
Like to test out.
Denny, chill, dude.
Oh.
That's so loud.
It's so loud.
Oh, and I love our children. I love all of them.
You use that a lot.
I do.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Almost every time.
No.
You should.
I don't always love them.
She says I hate our children a lot, too.
I love them.
So, I mean,
you love balance. When I throw your washcloths and towels in the dirty clothes?
That makes me furious. Do not put wet towels or washcloths in the hamper. You have to set them on the side to dry.
Who puts those out and lets them dry before you put them in the hamper?
That's people who don't like to smell
75%. What?
What?
Yeah, what did you
What say? Did you just say?
Mold and mildew.
What? But you started mildew with a W.
And it ended in an O. And because of that, I'm not even doing love and hate this week because I hate whatever it was she was trying to say. Hey, head on over to thankgodcancersavedourdivorce.com. There's a lot more about us over there. Like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, and Chico lives.
Y'all crazy bitch.
Well, we're finally updating this part of the outro. Find us at thankgodcancersavedourdivorce.com. Where else can they find us, Jamie?
You can search on Facebook for Thank God Cancer Saved Our Divorce. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok if you at TGCSOD.
What's that stand for?
Thank God Cancer Saved Our Divorce.
TGCSOD.
Correct.
That's weird. That actually kind of lines up.
It does.
We'll take it. Thanks.